22. Salvation. John 6, 24 through 29. Am I wisely focused on work that will last for all of eternity, or work which only yields results in this temporary life? Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." Insight. Rabbi, when did you get here? Have you noticed how rarely Jesus answers questions? If you pay attention, you will notice that he almost never gives a simple answer, but instead he redirects them to a totally different subject. Jesus is God, and in his responses, we can see a picture of Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, when God said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways." Christ's redirection to the questions of men teaches us that God is never thinking like us. When God doesn't answer our questions, this may be the reason why. 24 hours earlier, these people had just witnessed Jesus providing them with a miraculous and delicious meal, and now they wanted more. Obviously, there is nothing wrong with wanting to eat or to have your basic needs met. But Jesus' thinking is not their thinking. And he was trying to get them to understand their need for salvation, not just another temporarily full belly. Christ's responses show us that we are always thinking naturally and temporarily, while God is always thinking spiritually and eternally. Believe in and obey Jesus as your top priority. And not only will God provide your temporal needs, but you will inherit eternal blessings too, which are far more important. False disciples often come to Jesus looking for power, prosperity, miracles, temporary comforts, and the hope of a better life now. The reality, however, is that Jesus primarily came to save us sinners from the condemnation that we deserved, and to prepare us to be his holy, faithful bride in heaven. There are two different objectives between us and God, and this is why we are so often frustrated with his dealings in our life. I can trace nearly every instance of my being frustrated with God to my misunderstanding his power, his purpose, and his punctuality, timing. Verse 27, "Do not work for food that spoils." Jesus is not telling us to not work or to be lazy. The Holy Spirit taught through Paul that if a man is not willing to work, he shall not eat, 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Most of us must work with our hands for our living in this life, if we are able. But unless we are also doing the work of God, following Jesus obediently as Lord of our life, it all comes to nothing. Jesus is again using hyperbole to teach us that we must see the spiritually superior work over the naturally inferior work. Verse 29, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. To quote, believe in Jesus means to believe in his teachings and obey them. Over and over, Jesus tells us how important it is for us to obey him, starting with his own example. If you are Satan and you tell him to have some bread, he will tell you that man doesn't live on bread alone, see Matthew 4:4, but on every word that comes from God. If you are the disciples and you tell him to eat some bread, he will tell you that his food is to obey his father, see John 4:34. If you tell him his mother, Mary, was blessed to give him birth, he will tell you, blessed rather are those who obey the word of God, Luke 11:28. If you tell him his family is waiting outside for him, he will tell you that his family are those who obey him. See Luke 8:21. If you tell him you love him, he will say you love him only if you obey him. See John 14:21 through 23. Are you working for food which endures to eternal life? Are you his family? Do you love him? Are you obeying him?